somebody feels like blessing him this morning, I can already tell, amen. Because he's worthy. He's worthy. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Amen. Psalms and hymns and spiritual hymns. Sometimes God will give you a spiritual hymn. I just go with it. I'm not a singer, but I'm a worshiper. I don't really care what you think. I'm just going to sing to him. Amen. Praise God. Because he's worthy. Because he's worthy. Jesus. Because he's worthy. Thank you. thank you, Lord. I'm not going to hold you back from worshiping and praising God. Go on and give him a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Says to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. What a blessing heretofore or until now, a blessing in this place. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is running rampant in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, you have to make it conducive to glory. And we've done that this morning. Amen. The service has to conduce to glory. And we've done that today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Despite what we're going through, our God is worthy. Thank God for the testimonies. I thank God for the praise and worship. Amen. God is good. Praise the Lord. And somebody said that he or she believes that every day or every time we come together, it's ordained by God. We aren't here by accident. It's not coincidental. Amen. God put us here, placed us here for a reason and for a season. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's been a whale of a week for me. Nothing specific. A lot of idiosyncratic things, just odd things. taking place, amen, inexplicable stuff. But that just lets you know that, or allow me to know that spiritual warfare was taking place. Amen. And I already see it because I was saying, well, if I was going to have a whale of a week, we needed to have a whale of a service. Amen. If you're going to put me through all that, amen, it ought to be for a reason this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor and his allowing me to share this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to all the pastors. And we're going to look at a very familiar portion of Scripture, two portions. One is Psalm 23. And we're just going to read the entirety of that psalm. And then John 10 and verse 27. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I heard Brother Herb tell Sheila about 8 feet back or something because she tends to get, my goodness, I mean, I need to do 20 then. If she's, but what I've decided to do, were I to get a little excited or animated, I'm going to go here. Amen. We've got some plexiglass. And I'll spray it down if y'all need me to do it after service. Amen. Praise God. I think I'm all right, but
yeah, you good.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, yeah.
My God, my God. You know what? If we're going to go through all the effort of putting on masks and clothes and still press our way out here, we might as well have church.
Yeah,
amen, 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 amen. No need to come out here just to go through a show-like atmosphere or to a show-like atmosphere. If we're going to press our way, we ought to get something out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Yeah. My God, my God. That woman that pressed her way through, she said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. I'm not pressing for nothing. I'm pressing for a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Good God. How many came to receive? Great God Almighty. A blessing from the Lord. Amen. I'm not just going to be perfunctory and go through the motions. I came to receive a blessing.
Come on,
from the Lord. Amen. I was going to read it, but we're going to go to Psalm 23 in a minute. But let's go to John 10 and 27 because I'm going to read it. But as I read it, I'll share it with you just to condense a little bit. John 10, 27. Good God Almighty. Hey.
Come on.
I sense the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
great God Almighty.
He's here. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, give him praise.
Hey.
Give him praise.
Good God Almighty. Woo, I sense his presence in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Mm.
Give him
praise.
Hey. He's
worthy. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, your sweet presence. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Woo. God, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he in charge?
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
I thank God for the worship leader today. Sister Linda, she talking about a revival. You speaking my words now. Talking my talk. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Great God Almighty. Hey! Bless his name. Great God, church. Woo! Great. Hey, no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, go on and get it out. Praise him. Bless his name. Because he's worthy. Woo. Come on now. Ah, brought you through heck and high water. You ought to give him praise. Hallelujah. You didn't know how you're going to make it, but he brought you out. And you ought to give him praise. My God, help me somebody. Brother said he couldn't sleep all night, but God put praise on his mouth, in his spirit. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now. I'm going to go to the scripture in a minute, I think, because there were times at Faith Word where we didn't preach because the Holy Ghost moved so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's really not about me. It's about him, yes, ultimately.
Yes,
amen. I don't lose sight of that. Amen.
Worthy.
Good God Almighty.
Come on now.
Shoo. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all egging me on now. I'm trying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Yes, yes.
Come on now, some of you have gone through some difficult times and you're here and God allowed you to be here today for a reason, so you ought to just go on and bless him and praise him. You, my God. You could be destitute, you know, without a house and without a car and God has taken care of you. You ought to give him praise. He's worthy.
He worthy now.
Come on now.
He worthy.
Jesus. My little buddy talked about graduating high school.
Yes.
Amen. All she's been through, but she's still here. Amen. Praise God. Good God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. Talking about somebody going through open heart surgery, and we want to pray for that person. But somebody's already gone through and came out on the other side. You ought to give him praise. Oh, hallelujah. He brought you out, God. Let the doctors tinker with your heart, and somehow, some way you came through. You ought to give him praise. Give him glory. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. All right, I'm going to try to keep this short because the praise is persisting in this place. Glad to see Brother Herb today. Amen. Oh, yeah. God is good. Glad to hear you laughing over there, brother. Praise God. Could have been the other way, and we thank God.
That's right.
That you're here today. Jovial. Happy. Amen. Praise God. All right, leave it alone now, Sister Sheila, because I'm going to run in a minute if you don't hold this thing now. Hallelujah.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Shoo. Pastor, it's her fault now. I'm trying to move on. Amen. Praise God. But he's good.
Yes.
And he's worthy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
To be praised. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on now. He's worthy.
Yes, he is.
He's worthy.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Great. Amen. Pastor Michael, he's worthy this morning. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I sense his presence in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, this will be brief. I'm going to try to make it brief anyway as the Holy Ghost leads. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, 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 hey. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Somebody ought to just celebrate because you've been spared COVID. Amen. We thank God for the sister that came through, Sister Tammy, but he spared you and you ought to give him praise. Because the truth of the matter is, if some of us had contracted it, we might not have come out on the other side. But God kept it from us. Because he knows how much we can bear. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Mm. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. Psalm 23. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Go ahead, sister, in the back. Go on and bless them. I don't mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I think Sister Janice asked last week a rhetorical question in her message. Are you thirsty?
Are you thirsty?
Amen. Somebody can be filled today, though. Thirst can be quenched and slaked today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is Psalm 23. And one says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to talk a few minutes about the fact that the Lord is your shepherd. And you need to listen. We need to listen to his voice. So the Lord is your shepherd. Listen to his voice. Now, there's a presupposition there. And that is that he is really your shepherd. That you made him the Lord of your personal life. Because nothing else will follow if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But once that happens, the Lord becomes your shepherd. Hallelujah. And once he becomes your shepherd, it's imperative that you learn to listen to his voice. Sister Tammy said, Minister Tammy said that the Lord told her she needed to rest. And so she did for 14 days. Amen. But you need to listen to his voice. And he speaks to us in different ways. He may not speak to this one the same way he speaks to another one. But you listen to the shepherd's voice. The Lord is your shepherd. Listen to his voice. I couldn't get past the Lord is. Had to stop there and think about the isness, if you will, of God. That's a word, look it up. The isness of God. He just is. My God, he is. He's in my hands. He's in my feet. He's all over me. The Lord is. He's in the sky, he's in the moon, he's in the carpet, he's in the sea. The Lord is. He just is. My God is. the joy and the strength of my life. The Lord is. Don't forget that the Lord is. Hebrews 11:6 said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Say he is. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so glad. That he is.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God is. Pastor, God is my healer. God is my deliverer. God is my way maker, promise giver, promise keeper, light in the darkness. God is. My God, help me somebody. Praise God. Don't get that misconstrued. He is. My God. My God is. So David says, the Lord is my shepherd. It's personal. Now, David, we know, was a shepherd, had been a shepherd. And he was reflecting on this thing, and he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He watches over me. Great God Almighty.
Yes, he does.
He's my personal shepherd. Hallelujah. He provides for me. He's my shepherd. Then he says, I shall not want or be in need. And that just speaks to provision. And when the Lord is your shepherd and you listen to his voice, he'll provide for you. I'm not talking about listening to all of these radical voices. Oh, y'all don't have to like me today. I'm not going along with the zeitgeist of today or the prevailing thinking of today. I'm sorry, but I'm listening to his voice.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Not the radical left or the radical right. I'm listening to the voice of the Lord. His voice. Amen. I ain't turning nothing down. I'm not turning anything down. The devil is a liar. Amen. But I'm listening to his voice.
That's right. That's
now, if they want to vote and pull stuff down, that's one thing, but I'm not tearing stuff down.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 13 that the powers, this may not be popular, but it's Bible.
It's true.
Romans 13 says the powers that be are ordained by God. And whosoever resisteth the power, powers bring damnation upon themselves.
That's the word. That's the word.
Amen. So God doesn't want to do away with the authority, with the power. He put it in, he put structure here. Now you pull people out that aren't right, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need structure.
Yes, we do.
Amen. So I'm going to listen to God's voice, not radical voices. Amen. I'm going to listen to the voice of the Lord. If y'all don't get it, I'll stay here. Great God of my, I can sense it in my spirit, but I don't mean I'm going to move just because it doesn't go over well. It's the word. And people need to, Christians need to govern themselves accordingly. According to the word. Amen. Because a lot of these folks, because a lot of these people have hidden agendas. It's not what they shouting and protesting. They want to tear everything down. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with protesting, but know what you're protesting about.
Yes.
Amen. They going to tear Grant's statue down. Now, that's somebody ignorant of history. Grant fought for us. Amen. The free slaves, and we're going to go pull him down. It's a statue. Let's just pull it. Let's just pull. Somebody said pull it. I'm just going to pull it. Know the facts first. Power, power, power. No, the power I'm interested in is the Holy Ghost power. Amen.
Yeah.
God is my shepherd. And I'm going to listen to his voice. Amen. And when I listen to his voice, amen. No, they're not going to coerce me into this and coerce me into that. The devil is a liar. I ain't scared. I'm not afraid. You can talk and put a sign in my face, but God's still right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. And when he's your shepherd and you listen to his voice, not these outside voices, he says, David says, you will not want.
That's right.
You won't be in need. God will provide.
Yes, he will.
When you listen to his voice. You know, before unemployment became really popular, it was like I knew the school was about to stop functioning because of COVID. And I'd never drawn unemployment before in my life. But I told my wife, even before they said to do it, I said, well, go on and try to see. I'm still working a job now. I work two jobs, but I was still working my full-time job. But I said, see if they can get me something else to supplement for what I'm losing. So before everybody else went there, we went on the website and she went and typed some stuff in and they were talking about how long it would take for some people. My wife put it in 1 week. I got the deposit the next.
Amen. Look at God. The Lord is the shepherd. He is. He is.
When you listen to his voice, he'll provide. Then I said, surely, honey, I know that's a part-time, you know, that's a part-time benefit because I'm already working. I said, surely the governmental $600 ain't going to help come, but as sure as you're born, and next week or two, they added the $600 too. I said, well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But it's all because I listened to his voice.
Amen.
And then when they called me back to work, I never missed a beat. Just sit at home and do the work. But I listened to the voice of God and he provided for me. So in this COVID time, in this difficult time when there's civil unrest and there's diseases or disease everywhere and stuff just going on. And I said in faith over fear that it would be one thing after another. The Lord showed me that. As soon as we feel as if we're getting over something, here comes something else. But in these troubled times, we're going to have to listen to his voice. How is he guiding me through this thing? How is he navigating the course for me? God, what would you have me to do? And when you listen to his voice, I'll tell you, in the midst of it all, he'll provide.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He'll provide for you. Elijah, the brook's about to run dry.
Come on.
Hey, God Almighty, go down to Zarephath. I got a widow there to sustain you. And Elijah listened to his voice. And God had that widow take care of Elijah. All because Elijah listened to the voice of God. You need to listen to his voice. In the midst of it all, God has some stuff for you. He has provisions, but just listen. Oh, come on, somebody. To his voice. I shall not want. David said, I shall not be in need because God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He'll provide. And then he goes on to say in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down. That's that rest he talks about. He maketh me to lie down. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, more nutritious pastures. Not like the brown ones, but these green pastures were nutritious to the sheep. Had a little moisture in them as well. Praise God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now theologians said that sheep had difficulty drinking from running water. But the shepherd led them beside still.
Come on, I like that. Woo!
Sometimes you just got to be still. You just have to be still and know he's God. You don't know what's going on, why it's so turbulent, why so much trouble, but just be still and know that he's God. And know he'll provide for you in the midst of what you're going through, even with still waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, Lord.
Praise his holy name. Sometimes we've got to have stuff shaking and baking all the time. But sometimes God speaks in a still, small voice. Hallelujah. Amen. He leadeth me beside the still, the calm, the placid waters. Amen. Oh, good God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, Pastor, you just sit there and everything's still, but I'm still drinking. Water's not running, but I'm still drinking. I'm just beside the still. Nobody knows, but God's speaking to me beside the still waters. Red God Almighty. I'm not shouting, I'm not dancing, but he's still moving, even though the water's still. Red God Almighty. He leadeth me. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to move. Great God Almighty. Have you ever just been driving home knowing, going about your business, not a whole lot going on, and the Holy Spirit just starts to deal with you? Everything was calm and it was just quiet, and all of a sudden you start to drink from the fountain of God. It was still, but he still gave you a drink. Great God Almighty. God, I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. Oh, hallelujah. I remember times I couldn't get it from prayer service before I became a pastor to home. I would do Friday night prayer. We would do Friday night prayer and we would pray. And man, I couldn't get home. It was only 6 blocks. And I was driving. I couldn't get home before the Holy Ghost overtook me. And I just pulled over to the side and started crying and started worshiping. He'll lead you beside calm, placid, still waters. So he'll provide when you listen to his voice. But then David said, he restoreth my soul. He'll restore when you listen to his voice. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up on wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and shall not faint.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Won't he give you new strength? Won't he restore? Great God Almighty. You can be going through difficult times, don't know how you're going to make it through, and all of a sudden, here comes some help. He restores unto you the joy of your salvation. Won't he restore your soul? David said, he restores my soul. I would have quit. I would have fainted. I would have given up. But all of a sudden, God sent some help, and I felt restored. Oh, is there anybody here, hallelujah, that's ever felt like giving up? But God restored you. Then give him praise. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! Great God Almighty. Shoo! Hallelujah. Sister Janice, last week we're talking a little bit about going through a difficult time. But I'm so glad God will restore you.
Yes.
Amen. He gave them water out the rock. Yes. My God, help me. Your situation might feel rocky and hard, but God can give water. Great God Almighty. Give you water out of your hard place. Water out of your difficult time. Matter of fact, that's why he took you in it, so you can see he's able. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. David said, it was good that I was afflicted, that I might know your word is true.
Right,
amen.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody needs restoration today. I'm going to move. Need to be restored.
That's right.
But if you listen to his voice, the shepherd's voice, he'll restore you. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says, cast your burdens upon the Lord. He shall sustain you. He'll never allow the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55, verse 22. Thank you, Lord. But he restores my soul. Now, they say that the sheep sometimes would stray. And then it would fall over on their backs. And that the shepherd would go get them. He would flip them over, turn them over. And then he would massage their muscles until they were restored. Anybody need a spiritual masseuse today? You need God, help me, Holy Ghost. That's all right. Praise his holy name. He restores.
Yes, he does. Come on, man.
I said he restores.
He restores.
Pastor, y'all like those cars. You know those old cars. You know a little bit about restoring and restoring. You can go get an old car and they know how to put the paint on it and put new engines and spray it and get it all restored and look better than some of the new ones. Well, God will restore.
Come on.
Our soul. Come on, somebody. You might be going through a difficult time, but if you listen to his voice, restoration is coming. Amen. Don't tell me Christians don't go through difficult.
You better talk about it.
Amen.
Come on.
That's why you ain't half speaking, because you're going through something.
Come on. Tell it true.
Your head's hurting you. Your back's hurting. And you say, God, if you ever get me out of this, I'll give you praise. Well, restoration
Hallelujah. Is
coming when you're listening to his voice. I'm going to move. Somebody used to be doing very well financially, and you say, I'm in a stress now. I'm in some stress and going through some strain now in my finances, but he'll restore.
He will restore.
Everything that the enemy takes. I know it says he'll restore my soul, but really, in the Old Testament, they didn't distinguish between the body, the soul, and the spirit. So when David was saying he'll restore my soul, he was saying, that's it. He'll, thank you, honey. He'll restore everything.
Thank you.
Oh, y'all helping me today. I can get a good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's just saying he'll lead me, amen, in the right paths.
That's right.
And the right places I need to go. It's really not talking about morality necessarily here. It's saying he leads me to take the right steps.
That's right.
When I listen to his voice. Amen, praise God. Come on, somebody. That's why you're here, because he led you here. You didn't know you would be, but he led you here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, so he can get the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Yay. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. He leads me, though. And so David knew what he was talking about. He said he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Good God Almighty. He says he orders my steps according to his word. And when I go his way, I bring glory to his name. Good God Almighty. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost.
Heaven.
Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Come on now. Ooh-wee, for his name's sake. Hallelujah. He's going to get the glory. When I walked away, he would have me to walk. Oh, come on now. Amen. Amen. I wanted to go left, but he turned me right. And when I went right, God blessed me there. Amen. Whew. Come on, somebody. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So I talked about how he would protect when you listen to his voice. I talked about how he would restore when you listen to his voice. Now, I don't have time to really go through everything in detail, because every scripture there or every verse could call for a sermon. So I'm doing it in a cursory, quick type way, but praise the Lord. And he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So now David's talking about, if you listen to the voice of the shepherd, if you listen to his voice, how God will protect you.
Yes, it will.
Amen. Amen. Not only will he provide, not only will he restore, but he will protect us. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I look at Pastor Scott over here and coming to church even when the church was closed. Hallelujah. She like, God has me. Amen. I'm listening to his voice and I know he's going to protect me. I'm not going to hide in a corner. But when God has a work for me, I'm believing if he called me to it, he's able to protect me from everything that's all around me. Sister Linda and Pastor, the same way. We might have just a little bit of age on us, but you know what we got? More, we got the Holy Ghost all over us, protecting us. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Shabba-ba. And thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory, and you're the lifter of my head. And when they turn to the left, there's a shield there. And when they turn to the right, there's a shield there. Amen. Now, don't you try it. Because you need to listen to his voice.
That's right, that's right.
They can do it because that's where their faith takes them. Yeah. Amen. But Amen. You need to listen to his voice for yourself.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
And when you do, he'll protect you. You know, my wife and I, years ago, when we had a home out in Goochland, we had a little bit more room, and we were celebrating something there, housewarming or something, and we had a lot of people over in the den. It was cold. And our steps tend to get slippery, the back stairs. And we kept telling, there was a lady there, a minister's wife, not Sister Renee now. Wasn't her. Well, they weren't there. Amen. Let me put that disclaimer out there. Amen. But she has plenty of wisdom, so I'm not talking about her. But we kept saying to the lady, pastor's wife, we kept saying to her, don't go out the back. The steps are slippery. Well, God's got me. So, honey, I suggest you go through the front. I know the Lord has you, but it would be better for you to go out the front. Because those stairs don't play when they start to ice up. So she insisted. No, going out there spirit with her spiritual self, so to speak. Amen. Nothing wrong with being spiritual, but you better have some wisdom too. She go out the back door, and all of a sudden we hear a noise. Boop, 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 boop. And her husband had to rush out there and pick her up off the ground, and her back was hurt for weeks because she didn't listen to his voice. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So don't get so spiritual that you don't listen to his voice. Amen. Brother said, as I prepared to close, the brother said, he said that he asked God. He asked God, why did his people go through so much sometimes? He said, because they had just completed. He's a minister, and they had just completed. They had their praise dancers doing praise. And the praise dancers had just finished doing praise. And it was snow outside and ice out there, and said that one of the praise dancers went out there. And she slipped and fell on the snow and she broke her arm. And he said, he asked God, he said, why is it that you allow your people who've been ministering for you to go through stuff like that? Said, God, I'm not even going to minister until you tell me why. I'm not going, not that he was going to backslide, but he said he wasn't going to minister again until God exposed the why to him, or told him what the why was. Amen. Or divulged the why, so to speak. And he said a few days later, God spoke to him. He said, the reason this happens to my people often is because they don't trust me. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And he said he knew when he said they don't trust me, he was saying they don't cling to me. Amen. Amen. Not that everything happens to you because you don't trust them, but some things we go through because we aren't clinging. Trusting the Lord. Because maybe if she had prayed before she went out there and asked God to order her steps, she might have missed the ice. Oh, God, help me somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to trust him in everything. The Bible said trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in some of your ways. All right. All of your ways. And he will direct your path. And when you listen to his voice, he will protect you. David said, there's a shadow of death. And many believe this was the occasion of writing the psalm. He was in this predicament, a shadow of death looming. He said, I'm not going to fear any evil, though. For thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The shepherd's rod he used oftentimes to beat off the wild animals that tried to come upon the sheep. And the staff he used to pull them back on the right path. Amen. And that's the thing I know about God in the midst of all we're going through. When we listen to his voice, he will protect us. Amen. He'll fight for you.
Yes, he will.
If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory shall be mine. Amen. I said the Lord will fight for you. Come on, somebody. Yes, he will. I hear you, Holy Ghost. He'll fight for you. I was reading the history of the children of Israel, and oftentimes God tell them, you just go to the place I tell you to go. I just want you to do that as a demonstration of your faith. But I'm really going to do the fighting. Come on, somebody. Won't he fight for you? Great God of mine. Woo. Sometimes folk messing with you, the devil messing with you, and God is rolling up his sleeves. Good God of mine. Say, I got this one. They coming at you, but I have this one. You just go to the place, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. My God, help me. Great God Almighty. You can't beat this cancer, but I'll fight it for you. You can't beat this heart disease, but I'll fight it for you. You can't beat this stuff that's going on in your colon, but stand still and watch me work. Come on, somebody. Hey, hey. That's my daughter. That's my son. I will fight for him. I will fight for her. Oh, because they're trying to do what's right. Come on, somebody. Won't he fight for you? Great God Almighty. Hey, good God Almighty. My, 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 my. My, my, my. That's why you made it, because he was fighting for you. You know you weren't able to overcome by yourself, but the Lord was fighting your battles. Come Come on, somebody. I know it, Pastor Linda, because I see y'all just stepping out in here by faith every Sunday. And I know you couldn't make it if God wasn't on your side. But if God be for you. God, help me, Jesus. If God is for us, who can be against us? What shall separate me from the love of God? Shall tribulation, distress, shall peril, shall sword, shall famine? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Come on, somebody. Through him that loved us. Hallelujah. He'll protect you. If he's got to fight for you, he'll protect you. Sometimes he'll send the angels, but he'll protect you. Give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your way. And I pity the fool. I'm going to a Mr. T here. Some of y'all don't know nothing. I'm about finished. Pastor, I pity the fool. To start messing with God's children, fighting against God's children. Amen. That's why Stephen said, lay it not to their charge. Because he knew, man, they were going to pay a price for messing with God's children. Amen. Hallelujah. God will protect, fight for you. Amen. Praise God. When you listen to his voice. And finally, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Amen. It tells me that what David was saying is that God will allow you to sit down in the midst of the battle when the enemy's all around you and dine sufficiently. Right in the midst of your enemies. In other words, he'll give you peace. Right in the midst of the storm. The enemy all around you. You sitting down dying. Amen. He can't do anything about it because the Lord prepared the table. Oh, God. Woo! That's why you can be blessed in the midst of a pandemic because God's preparing the table. Praying God about you. Right in the midst of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he says, he anointeth my head with oil. That's his blessing on you. Amen. In the midst of it, oh, he's saying you're still blessed. You're still anointed. Praise God. You're still favored. In the midst of it all, though I'm walking through the valley, though I'm walking through a pandemic, though there are folk out there acting crazy, I'm still blessed. My head's still anointed. God's favor is still on my life.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
And my cup, in the midst of it all, runneth over.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. My cup runneth over. I have more than enough. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. God, I feel like running up in here. I'm about finished. Woo! You know, y'all see them folk driving. I remember the brother's testimony about driving fast. Amen. Sometimes when we go through the county and you be driving, you driving fast, they don't flash their lights and stuff. They on the side of the road and they'll do like this, telling you to law down. They call it the law. They say the law down the road and they telling you to slow down. Well, I feel like that's sometime in the Holy Ghost. I got to do like this because, whoo, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But I got to tamp it down a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Good God Almighty. Cup running over, and he says, finally, surely goodness. Y'all not going to let me. You're not going to let me tell.
Can't do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that speaks to the last thing I want to highlight. If you listen to his voice, yes, he'll provide. Yes, he'll restore. Yes, he'll protect. But when his sheep listen to his voice, he'll preserve. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He'll preserve you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Not some of the days. But all the days of my life. And that word follow there really means to pursue. Wherever I go, goodness
and mercy
are running. Running after me, pursuing me. If I fall, goodness and mercy coming to pick me up because they're following me. My God, help me. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's going to preserve me through it all. Thank you, Lord, that it doesn't matter what happens in the world. You are my preservation. You're going to take care of me. Goodness and mercy is going to follow me. And I'm going to dwell in your presence forever. And in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Aren't you glad? I'm going to finish. That he will. I said he will. Oh, I feel an old preacher coming on me now. He will. My God, I feel all right. Woo! I can't come out there, so I'm going to stay here. He will. Good God Almighty.
Go ahead, he will.
Pastor Mike, I know you don't like this style, but he will. Say it. God Almighty. That's the old Baptist coming. He will.
He will.
Woo! He'll preserve me. Through the storm and the rain, through sickness and pain. He'll preserve me through COVID-19. And if there's a COVID-20, God help me somebody. When I listen to his voice, amen. When I listen to his voice, I don't have to worry.
That's right.
Because he will preserve me. All I need to do is stay in tune with him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because some of us have this testimony that in the midst of it all, we're doing better than we ever. I know I'm not by myself. Good God Almighty. Great God Almighty. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Stand on your feet if you can. And we finish. But I'm going to pray a prayer of deliverance. Good. I'm going to pray. Let me